AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is well aware of what's at stake tomorrow.
If we win Pennsylvania, not me, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Trump is in Reading, Pennsylvania, asking his supporters, are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
With your vote tomorrow, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. You're going to have the American dream back.
Kamala Harris's campaign appearances today are all in Pennsylvania.
Let's get out the vote. Let's win.
In Scranton, Harris says her campaign is fighting for the best of America.
When you believe something is possible, you put in the hard work, and you know it's good work. Hard work is good work. It's joyful work, and we get the job done.
A 24-year-old man was arrested after punching an election judge at a polling place in Orland Park, Illinois, near Chicago. About 77 million Americans already have voted early around the country. A lawyer for Elon Musk's Political Action Committee, Chris Gober, told a judge in Philadelphia the so-called winners of his $1 million a day voter sweepstakes in swing states haven't won by chance, but instead were selected to be paid spokespeople for the group.
We're in court today because some district attorney in Philadelphia wants to silence Elon Musk for supporting Donald Trump.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner believes the lottery violates state election law. The Coast Guard suspended a search for four boaters missing in Northern California after their boat capsized. Search crews found an 11-year-old boy alive and recovered the body of a teenager. A 17-year-old suspect in a shooting that killed two people during a Halloween celebration in downtown Orlando, Florida last week has been charged as an adult. This is AP News. An Ohio sheriff is apologizing
for posting on Facebook that he wouldn't help Democrats and would require proof of who a person voted for before providing aid. Lieutenant John Rogers says his actions were out of character and were caused by prescribed sleep aid drugs. Rogers is a 20-year sheriff's veteran in Clark County, where Springfield is the county seat. The sheriff's office said the road patrol commander will remain on duty with a written reprimand for violating the department's social media policy. The county has been in the spotlight since Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump amplified false claims that Haitian immigrants in Springfield were eating people's pet dogs and cats. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Elon Musk's X has been modified so that accounts you blocked on the social media platform can still see your public posts. X updated its Help Center page over the weekend to explain how blocking now works on the site. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.